turunduse täht.
What kind of advertising man I would be if I wouldn't
if I wouldn't
lean towards self-promotion and I have always this wonderful opportunity of picking something that that our agency has been
excellent,
has been involved, and yeah, this example is something that genuinely I think is worth mentioning, especially since it has something to do with being relevant to the target audience, which we have been talking about today, and therefore I would pick this campaign for Starman, Kiired ja ägedad, which is clever in that sense that it reacts and plays with something that is happening right now in the popular culture, meaning that Kiired ja vihased, the latest movie is out now, and so this is a little play with that theme, but it's also very much based on a true insight that when it comes to internet connections, there's nothing that makes the customer as furious as false promises that this you will get this and this speed with your internet connection, but then in the end actually you are not getting that speed, but you are getting lower speed and so on. So this campaign is talking about the fact that with this company you get the speed that was promised, and hence there's no reason to be vihanen. There's no reason to be furious, but actually you can stay cool, or you can stay happy, or however ägedat would translate. But yeah, so this is my
very good. It's a very good example. My candidate for this week was we had two candidates actually. We always discuss it in our office and then come up with the ideas. And one of the candidates was Estonian president for donating blood. And it was something that we don't remember the other presidents have doing, and it was something that really evoked positive emotions. And the other candidate was, of course, the Estonian 100th anniversary, the big celebrations that started on Sunday with the hiking trail. And I now currently even don't know, was it about 3,000 or a bit less of people who were just hiking in order to participate in the celebrations. So what do you think about these candidates?
Oh, it's very difficult to argue against someone donating blood.
It's, especially when me talking
about
it.
Yeah. It's always the same reason why these like social campaigns tend to do so well in awards shows, that we are only humans, and of course things like this are something that we tend to like, and of course, to be honest, it's something that like even if this came to me as a news, I wasn't aware of this previously. Of course, it's something that immediately captures your attention, and when it comes to Estonia turning 100 and the celebrations
you have a great chance to compare, actually. Finland turning 100, Estonia turning, so how do you feel comparing these two?
Well, I hope that in both cases, what we have seen so far is only, you know, the starting point of everything, and hence I think that you know, comparing the anniversaries or saying that the start of Estonia 100 campaign would be the activity of the week, it would be unfair, because I hope that there will be far greater things to come. But to reply your question, like this comparison, this much I'm willing to compare that for me it has been actually like a bit of a surprise that it seems that that there's much more little things happening in Estonia in connection to the anniversary, like already all the time, compared to Finland, that in a way I feel that Finland is maybe celebrating its 100 years in a more traditional way, like doing something big rather than doing like a little interesting things all the time. But at the same time, of course, we haven't seen everything yet, so maybe this is a comparison that needs to be done after.
Absolutely, in 2 years' yeah. time we can come back and yeah. discuss what happened and how was it. But now we have to choose, so we have three candidates. Which of the three would be your favorite?
Well, as said, I think that there will be I hope there will be far greater things to come. Okay. Regarding Estonia turning 100 years, so otherwise we will have to pick the same thing all over again every week.
Okay.
If we do that now and then, although I said what kind of ad man I would be if I wouldn't lean on self promotion, I'm not that cynical that I could. Let this blood donation, you know, go unrewarded. So I have to say that yes, this is something that is meaningful and that is relevant, and so yes, president donating blood would be my
good. But just I would agree pretty much, but if you would kind of try to tell to someone who is very skeptic to marketing and say that and telling you that it's a kind of a political trick trying to win sympathy, mm-hmm. would you agree that it's a kind of an easy trick with the kids and small animal and donating blood and everything to create the very very positive and bright image?
Yes, but then again, it's also showing example and giving, you know, like a showing positive example and being about being inspirational and I think that this certainly has a value and there is a room and there is a need for these sort of actions and examples. So because now nothing is being sold with this, well, let's call it a trick or stunt. So it's very difficult for me to say that it's cheap, but.
If it had been part of an election campaign, then it would be something like that's a kind of PR stunt. Yes. And a trick. But now, when you don't need to really sell anything, it's kind of a good example of right behavior.
And secondly, because it's something that anyone can do. It's not it's not about giving money to charity, which is something that not everyone can do. I mean, there's like very different financial situations in different families and so on. But donating blood is something that practically anyone can do. Of course, there are certain limitations, but still. So I think that it is. Of course, it's a PR. Like also PR stunt, but at the same time, it's sending like inspirational message out and giving good example. So
thank you. I would agree with you. So we send the weekly marketing star to our president for showing a bright example about donating blood and really really caring. Thank you, Nils, for being here in the studio with us and sharing your experience. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.